Welcome to the IVF Journey with Dr. Michael Chapman, the podcast for couples who struggle with infertility and want to fulfill their dreams of becoming parents. To access previous episodes packed with ideas, solutions, and tips that actually work, head over to Dr. Chapman's IVF podcast on iTunes. You can also ask questions by contacting Dr. Chapman's rooms on 1-800-111-483 or by emailing him, michael.chapman@ivf.com.au.
Hi, this is Professor Chapman. Recently we've been doing some Facebook Live sessions where I've been answering questions from the listeners and participants. What you're about to hear now is some audio of those segments, and I hope they'll be useful for you.
The surrogacy that we are allowed to do in Australia involves using the commissioning parent's own eggs, the commissioning mother, using her own eggs. Although if that's not possible, donor eggs are a possibility. But what we're not allowed to do in Australia is what's called natural surrogacy, where the woman carrying the baby uses her eggs to allow the child to be born. And the reason we balk at that is that what we are, the number one concern we have is at the end of 9 months of carrying a baby, will the surrogate go, actually, that's genetically my baby and I want to keep it? And all sorts of legal wrangles then follow on. And that's certainly happened in the United States on more than one occasion. So by making sure that that the carrier of the baby is not biologically, genetically associated with that baby, improves the chances of that ever never happening. What happens then? So here I am, I want to have a baby with a surrogate. I've found a surrogate through Surrogacy Australia. What then has to happen? It's not a quick event. There are a number of hurdles to go through. The first is the legal hurdle. Obviously, everyone wants to be watertight that at the end of the pregnancy, that baby will become yours after the woman has delivered the baby for you. So there are agreements and there are specific surrogacy lawyers around Australia who are worth contacting or need to be contacted to take you through that the legal aspects of it, where you're signing things and the surrogate is signing things saying she will hand over the child, so she can't be avoid breach of contract. And so there's a legal hurdle there, and that's not inexpensive. These lawyers are charging somewhere between $5,000 and $10,000 to give you that advice and put those documents in place. Your surrogate also has to go through legal advice, and generally that's with a different lawyer, but it takes time. Once that bit's done, then there's counsel. In Australian IVF clinics, it's essential or it's required that each of the parties involved in the surrogacy arrangement have individual counselling and then counselling together, just to be sure that everybody's on the same page. There is some ethics committees in some IVF units also demand a psychological assessment of the surrogate. What we don't want is somebody offering to do it who has a mental disorder, and during the pregnancy that all goes horribly wrong. Not all clinics do that unless the counselling brings out some issues that need to be dealt with. We're now on track. All the testing has been done on both sides, and the commissioning mother goes through an IVF cycle where we stimulate the ovaries, collect the eggs, put them with the partner's sperm or donor sperm, and then the embryo is then transferred into the surrogate, and hopefully pregnancy will then follow. So the pregnancy, at the end of the pregnancy, and then the baby is delivered, and depending on which state you're in, depends on what legal steps have to happen after that. To basically, do you have to adopt the child? That was used to be the old approach, but now two or three states, more progressive states, have got legislation that you can get a parenting order within days of the delivery, and the child becomes yours from that point on. Adoption used to take much longer. Now, if you can't find a surrogate in Australia, then you can go overseas. So there are agencies in the US in particular, and my experience of that is something in the order of 100,000 to 150,000 Australian dollars to make that all happen, including all the IVF costs, including the legal costs, including the payment of the surrogate for carrying that baby for you. So it's not inexpensive, but it is estimated that more than 100 Australian women or couples or men go to the US to have surrogacy each year. So ultimately, the baby is yours. It's genetically yours. So when a disaster has occurred in relation to the uterus, there is a way out. Just on that note, there is one other potential solution, which is coming of age, is actually if your uterus has been removed in an emergency or for malignant disease or something, if you can find a woman to donate her uterus. So uterine transplantation will become an alternative to surrogacy. It's highly complicated, highly long operating times to get to harvest the uterus and then put it into the woman, but it is now a possibility with the first baby born in Sydney in January this year after a transplant back a year before that. That's an alternative to surrogacy. All right, so that's surrogacy.
And don't forget that you can access all the previous episodes by going to our website www.theivfjourney.com and select IVF Journey Podcast from the navigation menu.
Thank you for listening to The IVF Journey with Dr. Michael Chapman, the podcast which helps couples negotiate their way through the IVF journey, all the way to parenthood. You can also ask questions by contacting Dr. Chapman's rooms on 1-800-111-483 or by emailing him michael.chapman@ivf.com.au.